Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. It's rolling through the week, getting by. Sleepless. No wobble pops. It's a dry January. Did you know that? It's dry January.
I had heard that, yeah.
Yeah. Have you had a beer at all this month?
Well, I mean, if you count technically New Year's Eve,
as soon as it rolls over and, you know,
yeah,
the clock strikes 12.
So if you say that, technically not a beer, but a different drink.
Okay. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year, Pat.
Thank you. Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather be a butterfly or a turtle? Would you rather be a butterfly or a turtle?
Get to fly on one hand. Get to swim on the other hand.
Yep.
Start out as a caterpillar with a butterfly.
Oh, sure.
Get into my cocoon and then boom.
It's like a giant hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be a butterfly and fly off, or
be a turtle.
Yeah, a turtle, be born in the sand, and then, you know,
make your way to the beach. Yeah, across the beach.
Make your way the, you know, very treacherous walk to the water.
Mm-hmm. Birds. Sea otters. Walruses. But if you make it, most of them do. What's it going to be, Matt?
You know, Pat, I probably want to be a turtle.
A turtle? Is that turtly enough for you?
Yeah. I can jut my head back and forth, yeah. I'd be a turtle.
Turtle.
Call me a leatherback.
Question. That was just a warm-up question. I was messing with you a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather be a New York City sewer worker or a hired party clown?
Sewer worker would... Ugh. I'm sure it's got benefits.
Well, I'm sure it's got great benefits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pays probably higher, a little more consistent. But if you're a good party clown, you should have bookings every day of the week. Usually on the weekends, but then you'd have to go through all the makeup and all that stuff. But,
yeah.
You know, New York City sewer worker, that could be kind of a crappy job.
Could be.
But again, the benefit's probably pretty good.
Yeah, benefit's probably good. I'm going to have to probably be the New York City sewer worker.
With all the rats?
Yeah. Ugh. But I'll do it still.
Still do it, yeah. It's good, honest work. Both of them. All right, for real, question number two. Would you rather your only mode of transportation be riding bareback on a giraffe or hop everywhere inside a kangaroo's pouch? Ride a giraffe bareback or climb inside the pouch of a kangaroo and hop to your destination. both kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you... I'm just thinking now, that like a kangaroo's pouch is all nice and warm and furry
about,
and all that.
First of all, is the kangaroo going to let me get in there? Because have you seen the strength of some of these kangaroos?
Yeah, but if you raise them from like a baby, they're very friendly and they're very loyal like a dog. So then, you know, you could just convince them to climb in there and taxi to your destination.
I feel like that'd be their no-no spot. You know, that's their one stipulation, you know, and they wouldn't let you go in.
Couple of no-no spots.
Yeah.
The pouch isn't one of them.
Okay. Could hop in the pouch or, you know, right?
You can, on a giraffe.
On a giraffe would be pretty cool, you know. A lot of people could say they've ridden a horse. Not a lot of people could say they've ridden a giraffe.
Right.
You know, Pat, just because it's be really cool, I think I'd ride a giraffe.
I think I would go that route, too. That would be kind of fun. It'd be difficult at the bank drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
Watch your head.
I mean, I think anywhere you go. But
sure.
You can't have a, you know, even an interstate, you know, little flyover thing, bridge. You'd have to duck under that. Clearance of 30 feet.
Yeah, I don't... Look it up. What is the average height of a giraffe? Matt's going to look this up. Now we're curious. He's brought us to this point. The all-knowing, the all-seeing, Matt Shear.
It says up to 70.86... inches? No.
No, that can't be right. It's not coming up. The average height. Here, watch this. Just bear with us.
A giraffe's neck is about 6 feet. Okay, so that's 6 feet.
What is the average height of a giraffe? 14 to 18 feet.
I don't know where you're getting that, because I tried typing that in on Google. And
males typically taller than females. Male can stand up to 19 feet, and females up to 16 feet.
We're talking about the length of a school bus, some of these.
Newborn giraffes are born about 6 feet tall. Huh. Wow.
That's pretty big.
That is. Yeah, definitely. I would pick riding around on a giraffe.
Yeah.
That's cool. Question number three. Would you rather, when the urge arises, announce that you have to potty number two, or whenever you enter a room, say, "What's up, my bitches?" Doesn't matter where you're at. I've got to go number two. Or, which would be less frequent than entering into a room? Right? Because you're always entering different rooms.
Yeah.
And when you walk in to enter a room, you have to say, "What's up, my bitches?"
The face you make when you say that is hysterical. You know, Pat, I can't see myself saying that every time I walk into a room. But I could see myself, you know, announcing that I have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to go with the bathroom one.
Oh. So when the urge arises, you're going to what? announce that you have to potty number two? No, I can't give you the list because there's question number four on here.
Oh, there's still another question. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Well, the first one, I was just messing around.
That's right, yeah. So killing when the urge arises, I'm going to announce that I have to go number two. I thought this was the bonus question. All right.
Oh, no.
It gets
now,
worse.
Now,
okay.
Now we're going to the bonus question. Bonus question number four. Would you rather hold balloons between your butt cheeks at an archery tournament for the blind or be spurred like a horse by your girlfriend? Would you rather hold balloons between your butt cheeks at an archery tournament for the blind or be spurred like a horse by your girlfriend?
Okay, so that's what getting spurred. Hey, 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 hey. Wouldn't be fun. And then what was the archery again?
Hold balloons between your butt cheeks at an archery tournament for the blind.
Boy. Gotta think about who comes up with some of this stuff. I'm curious because, trying to speak to the mind that comes up with these questions. Is getting spurred hurt? Because I'm guessing you maybe have tried it.
Well, it's wearing spurs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The archery.
Mount up. Saddle up.
Are the people in the archery competition, are they...
You hold the balloon between your butt cheeks.
Yes.
Right? And then that balloon becomes the target. And then blind people with a bow and arrow try to shoot the arrow at the balloon target.
You know, Pat, that just makes it easy for me. I'm going to do this. Let my hypothetical girlfriend spur me because I ain't getting no arrow up in that region by a blind person, because they don't know where it's going. I don't know where it's going. And that's...
Would you...
That's a sensitive area.
Would you hold the balloon between your butt cheeks if they weren't blind?
Well, Pat, I wouldn't do it regardless.
Because many archers are very accurate.
Yeah, but all it takes is, me flinching. And it's the me factor, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't handle it.
Who comes up with these questions?
I don't know.
This is just ridiculous.
I mean, arrows, butt cheeks, blind.
Giraffes,
butterflies,
turtles. Spurred
by your girlfriend, yeah.
Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.